we think we write well and like to put out stuff, but I also think that you have to hear from the people that are writing it, like the intent behind it. And we wanted to hear directly comments from people that we could then enable like a more formalized comment period. We had about 400 people showed up, which is a great turnout for an OMB memo.
Today on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, early feedback on the administration's draft FedRAMP guidance, and how cloud security ties into the greater federal cybersecurity ecosystem. It's Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where we'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here's what's happening now. U.S. and British authorities released guidelines this week on how to securely develop and deploy AI systems, the latest in a string of initiatives by Washington and London to address the security risks posed by machine learning technologies. Developed by a coalition of cybersecurity and intelligence agencies together with tech firms and research organizations, the voluntary guidelines provide a set of recommendations to organizations about how to develop and build AI systems with security in mind. The high-level document provides advice across design, development, deployment, and secure operation and maintenance of AI systems. By applying concepts from cybersecurity, such as threat modeling, supply chain security, and incident response, the document aims to encourage the developers and users of AI to prioritize security concerns. And in an exclusive interview with FedScoop, Representative Ro Khanna said he wants to bring federal tech leaders to the Hill to better hold their agencies accountable for critical improvements to government websites and services that millions of Americans use every day. In that interview, Khanna said he would like to see key technology leaders at the White House's U.S. Digital Service, Office of Management and Budget, and the General Services Administration testify on ongoing delays to improving government digital services and American citizens' frustrating experiences with them. His thoughts come after years-long delays from agencies delivering on the requirements set forth in his own 21st Century Integrated Digital Experience Act legislation, which was signed into law in 2018. FedScoop reported in August that the failure of senior leaders to prioritize digital experience projects, central to the Biden administration's tech agenda, has caused severe delays to the implementation of that 2018 law. You can read more about these stories and much more at FedScoop.com. The Biden administration recently issued draft guidance to modernize the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, better known as FedRAMP. With that policy in draft form, the Office of Management and Budget, led by the Office of the Federal CIO, has been engaging the public to solicit feedback on the proposed guidance. And already, that effort has been quite fruitful, Drew Michael Gard, Deputy Federal CIO, told FedScoop recently at CyberTalks. We'll go now to that interview for more on the direction of the FedRAMP guidance and what comes next.
Let's start from the top. You know, last time we talked, this guidance hadn't dropped yet and you were teasing it. Now it's dropped. It's in the draft state, so you're receiving comments. But give us a broad overview of the draft guidance and why it's important to both agencies and industry.
Sure. Thank you. So I want to just emphasize that the draft memo is out and we're seeking public comments. So please, you all, like, go out and give us some comment on it. We're focusing on a couple of areas broadly. One is scaling. So scaling the number of FedRAMP products that we're bringing in, as well as scaling the number of products that are adopted. So thinking about presumption of adequacy and increased reuse within the government. Second area we're really focused on is security. So enhancing FedRAMP as a security program, focused on like the most emerging threats, and then finally automating the process. There's a lot of room in the FedRAMP process with friction and non-automated steps that are causing like too long of times from when people identify a product that they need until they can employ it.
So I want to take a step back a little bit because I think everybody's familiar with FedRAMP to some degree, but there's so much going on in the cyberspace. And obviously this is an important part of it when you talk about federal modernization, federal security in the cloud. But as you think more broadly about all of those ongoing initiatives in government and cybersecurity, how does FedRAMP and cloud security fit into that larger cybersecurity ecosystem? And how do you keep your security standards high while you're scaling up the number of CSPs that the government's working with?
Yeah, so those are really good challenges to have. Like when the new administration came in, they set a bold strategy around cyber with the Zero Trust executive order. And those were the basic principles, like the what, the why, and the what. And then last year, we put out the National Cyber Strategy, which also within that talked about the vulnerabilities in our legacy products. So then when we get to the how of implementing it, we see the FedRAMP program as a critical part of that. So as we look at like the most basic controls that are going to protect the data that our government puts into and the workflows, we want to just make sure that those are still at the highest level that we expect of all of our systems. In order to scale, we're doing a couple of things. One is we're really focused on reciprocity. So where organizations have used other frameworks like SOC 2, what can we adopt from them? How can those map to the FISMA baselines? And as well as the automation. We talked a lot about moving the data that's the evidence for the controls between different GRCs, different governance risk compliance systems is going to be critical. So it's not fun to go and keep putting the same information or effective over and over into the same systems.
So the comment period has been open for a few weeks now. I'm sure you've gotten some feedback so far. How's that been? And what type of feedback are you getting?
So we get a lot of feedback around FedRAMP. It's one of the things that I hear almost all the time when I'm out, that I get worried around the holiday season, like my parents are going to bring up FedRAMP to me. So there has been like a lot of comments, and they've been really good. Like we're following the same play that we ran with the Zero Trust memo. And that's like, put it out for feedback, like ask very specific comments, and then take that and bring it back in. Some of the great comments that we're getting are, one, I mentioned already about reciprocity. We've got to really do a better job of that as a federal government. Another one is how much time and focus that we're putting on like validating the controls and ensuring that we're picking the right ones. So a lot more focus on threat modeling and probably like lowering the focus on compliance. The last thing is that, you know, like what we really hear is like going all in from the government side, which is a presumption of adequacy. So ensuring that when a company does go through the FedRAMP process, that they can then take that document and take it from agency to agency and it will be accepted.
So following up on that in terms of public engagement, there was recently a public engagement forum, I believe it was yesterday, with GSA that you participated and helped host. What was the purpose of that and some of the outcomes from that? We'd love to hear some of the, you know, quick feedback from that event.
Yeah, we think we write well and like to put out stuff, but I also think that you have to hear from the people that are writing it, like the intent behind it. And we wanted to hear directly comments from people that we could then enable like a more formalized comment period. We had about 400 people showed up, which is a great turnout for an OMB memo. The conversation was great. I made an announcement yesterday. Want to make it today. We're going to extend the period of comment, the public comment period, by another 20 some days. So look for it like in the next couple of days in the Federal Register, but it'll be late December. And we're doing that because we really think there's great conversation going on, and we want to continue that. Some of the feedback that we got was actually really challenging. We leaned in a number of areas. One, we put in some terms around like for security around red teaming. Well, that means a lot of different things to different companies, and we need to go back and examine like what exactly we want to try and achieve as outcomes of red teaming. Another one was shared infrastructure. So one of the burdens on an organization that's selling to the government is they're building a commercial instance and a government instance. So how do we combine those so the government gets the best product with the best features and the best security? Last one is just like a movement to like running the gauntlet of FedRAMP. How do you get through that? And we've got some ideas around templates, or we received some impact or comments around like using open source templates so that if somebody wants to pursue the IaaS, PaaS, or SaaS lane, it's more clear.
So, you know, if for anybody who has read the draft guidance governance,
everybody, right?
Everybody,
I assume. I'm not even going to ask.
Governance is a large part of the draft guidance. So, tell us more about that and how you're mobilizing the FedRAMP board as well as that advisory committee that's overseeing all of that work.
So, we've been working all year on improving the governance behind FedRAMP, and there's a couple of ways that we've been working on the FISCAC. the Federal Security Cloud Advisory Council has been extremely helpful, a public-private or a group of both government people and then industry people, and they're building recommendations and guidance for us. In fact, they have a meeting this afternoon. I think it's like 2 to 4-ish. They've been meeting a lot. Like, there's really good energy in there, and we're seeing a lot of results from that. As we go to name the board, there's going to, of course, be DOD, GSA, and DHS. And then beyond that, we're looking for leaders in IT that are going to represent business, like the concerns that business has, concerns that people building software, so developer types that are inside the government and need the latest tools, as well as like other leading like CISO, CIO types that want to bring resources and help do those joint authorizations.
So as we get to the end here, you know, we'd love to hear what's next. Obviously, it's in draft phase, but what's next with the draft policy, and when will the final be published, and how are you going to measure progress? Because that's the important part, right? You want to measure it.
Absolutely. Every time I come up, like, he gives me, like, he's better than tasking than my boss. He's like, I want to see this in like the next couple of weeks. So when I go home and I have like firm deadlines. So we are taking the comments. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit longer because we're extending the time period, but we're going to work diligently to get those comments like included. Depending on how much change we make in the memo, it will determine how much like reviews we have to do. We'll put that back out to the agencies, make sure they get their feedback. Because they're going to be the ones implementing it. And so it's critical that they are going to have the resources and be aligned to do that. Then you should see it early 2024.
Any final thoughts for those who are here today and how you would, you know, ask them to participate or what they should do to kind of make their voice heard?
Yeah, and I did miss one. You asked me about how we're going to measure success. And that is what would be really ideal for us. Like, metrics are great to drive a program, but we also don't want to become so heavily reporting laden. We're pulling together a report for Congress every year that we have to submit. So, there's drives around the metrics. We'd love to, though, in the comment period, like help us like focus on the quantitative and qualitative metrics that are giving the transparency to both industry, increase the information sharing between government and industry, and then back and forth. And then as well as like, please give us some comments around our like key areas. So how do we increase this as a security program? How do we scale it faster? How do we scale it better? How do we bring more of the best people in the federal government together to work on like making sure that the products that we bring in are the best products and the safest, so that for the next 5 to 10 years, like this memo enables the federal government to solve a lot of the challenges we heard today.
Well, it sounds like we should plan another one of these in 3 or 4 months, but
absolutely.
Drew, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Phil.
You can learn more about FedRAMP at thedailyscooppodcast.com. The Daily Scoop podcast is available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back on Thursday with a brand new episode. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.